Turns out many people who move to this country exercise less, eat more unhealthy food, and gain weight. That according to a study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. Here's NPR's Patricia Naimond.
Dr. Meeta Sanghvi Goyal is an internist at Northwestern University. Her interest in looking at the link between migration to the U.S. and weight gain came from her own personal experience. Sanghvi Goyal was born in this country, but her parents grew up in India.
A lot of what I look at from before are their wedding pictures, and they look fantastic. They're thin. They're happy. They look very healthy.
But over time, her parents, as well as her husband's parents, who also came from India, began to look more like Americans.
I see my parents and my in-laws driving to the supermarket, often eating out, maybe grabbing an ice cream at night or picking up a candy bar at the checkout aisle or whatever it might be. It was just striking the differences that I would see between the family that I have here and the family that I have in India. And I hope I don't get myself into too much trouble with saying all this.
In India, for example, Sanghvi Goyal's relatives walk a lot. They shop for fresh fruits and vegetables every day and prepare meals at home. It turns out her parents' experience is not unique. Sanghvi Goyal and colleagues analyzed data for over 5,000 immigrants from all over the world. They looked at their date of arrival in the U.S. as well as health statistics from the government.
And the difference was such that if you had lived here for 15 years or more, you looked much more like a U.S.-born person. For the average 5'9" man, if you lived in the United States for 15 years or more, you are probably 11 pounds heavier than your recent immigrant counterpart who is of the same age, sex, race, ethnicity, education, and income level.
And the average woman is 9 pounds heavier. University of California nutritionist Marilyn Townsend knows the story well. She directs a statewide program which helps low-income immigrant families eat more healthfully, and it's not easy.
Foods that were specialty foods in their home countries are now very plentiful here. So it's a reward to have these foods that were hard to get.
U.S.-made soda, potato chips, and snack foods are a lot more expensive in other countries, and because they're viewed as luxuries, that notion seems to continue even once they come to live here. And ironically, Townsend says, what's given up is often the more healthy traditional foods. Take, for example, the tortilla.
In Mexico and many of the Latin American country, the staple for the tortilla is the corn tortilla. It's made by grinding the corn, so we'd call it a whole grain product. The corn is soaked in a lye liquid, which contains calcium.
The tortilla is then cooked without fat or oil. In the U.S., however, the flour tortilla is more common, and many people switch from corn to flour.
The flour tortilla is very processed. It's not whole grain. And then it's made with a considerable amount of a fat source. So it might be lard, and there's no calcium.
Both Townsend and Dr. Sanghvi Goyal say health experts can help control the epidemic of obesity in this country by convincing the newly arrived that much of their old lifestyle is worth keeping. Patricia Naimond, NPR News.